What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Racial injustice is an ever-looming shadow that clings to our world. It has been happening since the first of mankind gained sentience, and even with all the time and history to learn better, ignorance and racism still exist. We are all of one earth, and it sickens me that imaginary lines have been created to divide us from one another. There have been countless people throughout history and today who feel the opposite, and we've covered some of them here. Today's lesson is about the deadliest king in all of history, and that's saying something. His crimes against humanity are on par with that of Hitler, but I had never heard of him until today. His name was King Leopold II, and he was the King of Belgium from 1865 to 1909. During that time, he was responsible for the murder of over 10 million people in the Congo Free State, and it made him the richest man in the world during his lifetime. Grab those lanterns, and let's learn about how money has been the root of all evil. Magic mirror on the wall, who is the most rotten one of all? Hi, hello, and howdy, my darlings. Thank you for joining me on this lesson of Rotten to the Core. I am your not-so-evil queen, Joshua Waters. This is the history podcast about rotten people, where we attempt to learn a lesson or two that can help us in our current lives. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope 2024 is gentle on all of us. This holiday season was a rough one, and I, for one, am happy to see it gone and ready for a fresh start. I had to cancel my Christmas with my family because, after the past few years, COVID-19 finally got my introverted butt. You'll notice in my voice that it's still sticking around, but I am feeling better. Even so, I'm going to get in on our lesson before my voice gives out on me. Leopold Victor was born in 1835 in Brussels, Belgium. He was the second child of the reigning Belgian monarch Leopold I, Belgium's first king, and of his second wife Louise, the daughter of King Louis-Philippe of France. He ascended to the throne in 1865 and was known as the Builder King, since he built a lot of places that are still in Belgium today. You may ask, how could a newer country afford to build so many of the lavish buildings and parks? Well, the answer is blood money from rubber sales. Rubber comes from the sap of certain trees, and what is now called the Democratic Republic of the Congo was lush with them. So much so that all sorts of colonial white devils were eager to take possession of the land by any means necessary. Multiple countries argued over who would claim it, and it was eventually decided that King Leopold would hold the deed, since Belgium had to remain neutral. I want to be perfectly clear on this, that originally Belgium as a country did not have ownership of the Congo. It was considered the personal property of Leopold. At the Berlin Conference of 1884-1885, the European powers allocated most of the Congo Basin region to a supposedly philanthropic organization run by Leopold II, who had long held ambitions for colonial expansion. The thing was, it wasn't uninhabited by any means. The Congo had been home to people for thousands of years. Leopold originally claimed that his goal was to suppress the East African slave trade and promote humanitarian and scientific expeditions. But our test determined that was a lie. Sadly, as we know in history, when someone can make money off of land, the locals pay the price. The price being epidemic disease, famine, and failing birth rates caused by them. The atrocities caused by Leo contributed to a sharp decline in the Congolese population. The boom in demand for natural rubber, which was abundant in the territory, created a radical shift in the 1890s. To facilitate the extraction and export of rubber, all vacant land in the Congo was nationalized. Between 1891 and 1906, the companies were allowed free rein to exploit the concessions, with the result being that forced labor and violence were used to collect the rubber cheaply and to maximize profit. Individual workers who refused to participate in rubber collection would be killed, and entire villages were wiped out by the army Leopold sent there that he called Force Publique. Failure to meet rubber collection quotas was also punishable by death. Meanwhile, the Force Publique were required to provide the hand of their victims as proof when they had shot and killed someone, as it was believed that they would otherwise use the bullets for hunting. As a consequence, the rubber quotas were, in part, paid off and chopped off hands. Leopold extracted a huge fortune from the Congo by ivory poaching at first, then the rubber harvest. Missionary John Harris was so shocked by what he had encountered that he wrote to Leopold's chief agent in the Congo saying, "I have just returned from a journey inland to the village of Insango Mboyo. The abject misery and utter abandon is positively indescribable. I was so moved, Your Excellency, by the people's stories that I took the liberty of promising them that in the future, you will only kill them for crimes they commit." The Congo Free State was transformed into a Belgian colony under parliamentary control known as the Belgian Congo. Leopold went to great lengths to conceal potential evidence of wrongdoing during his time as ruler of his private colony. The entire archive of the Congo Free State was burned, and he told his aide that even though the Congo had been taken from him, they had no right to know what he did there. It wasn't until 1960 when the Congo finally was able to achieve its own independence. On December 17, 1909, King Leopold II died, and the Belgian crown passed to Albert I, the son of his brother Philippe. His funeral was booed by the crowd, an expression of disapproval of his rule. Leopold's reign of exactly 44 years remains the longest in Belgian history, and he was interred into the royal vault at the Church of Our Lady Laeken. On the 60th anniversary of the Democratic Republic of the Congo's independence, the King of Belgium released a statement expressing his deepest regret for the wounds of the colonial past and the acts of violence and cruelty committed in the Congo during colonization. But he did not explicitly mention Leopold's role in those atrocities. Some activists accuse him of not making a full apology. Leopold II remains a controversial figure in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. In the capital, which was until 1966 known as Leopoldville, his statue was removed after they gained independence. In 2005, the Congolese culture minister decided to reinstate that statue. He noted that the beginning of the Free State had been a time of some economic and social progress. He argued that people should recognize some positive aspects of the king and the negative. Only hours after the statue was installed, it was again officially removed. The holidays are over and we have a long, dark winter to look forward to. If you're like me, you may gravitate towards unhealthy food to try and help make it through. But how about we try Factor instead? They have nutritious, flavor-filled meals that help give me energy on these cold winter days. Especially now when I'm not feeling my best and have no energy to cook. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help us all eat well for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with their chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals that come directly to the front door. They save us all time and help keep us on track with a healthier lifestyle. Keep those New Year's resolutions this year with the help of Factor's high-quality, delicious meals that come fresh and never frozen. Choose from the 35-plus chef-crafted meals every week that not only support a healthy lifestyle, but they meet whatever your meal preferences are too. Whether it's calorie smart, vegan and veggie, protein plus, or more wholesome options, Factor has you covered. They also have over 55 add-ons to fit anyone's tastes. Choose from quick breakfast items, lunch to go, grab and go, and ready-to-drink cold-pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. My personal favorite. This year, enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and take a break as they do all the work. All you have to do is just heat and eat in 2 minutes or less, with no prep and no mess. Head to factormeals.com/rotten50 and use code ROTTEN50 to get 50% off. That's code ROTTEN50 at factormeals.com/rotten50 to get 50% off. It is no mystery that monarchs and governments throughout history have taken land that was not theirs to take. Just like the theft and attempted genocide of Native Americans here in the U.S., in Africa, and everywhere else that wasn't as armed as colonials, the land was forcibly taken. The mentality of, oh, well, we have bigger guns, let's just take what we want, can be seen in every country, even to this day. The ones who suffer are the ones who inhabited the lands and were deemed uncivilized because they didn't live in, I don't know, crap-filled cities drinking tea in a corset. King Leopold was driven like so many others by money and notoriety, all at the cost of millions of innocent lives. He did get what he wanted because he is famous and now known as the deadliest king in all of history. In the 100 plus years since the atrocities committed by Leopold II, it doesn't seem that we have grown past that mentality, which is why I have a difficult time watching the news. There is constant evidence of one race or religion claiming superiority over another and causing harm to the one who is deemed lesser. We often think that we are more civilized than our historical counterparts, but I believe we may have become desensitized to most of it. I urge us all to do what we can to fight injustices when we see them and recognize each other as members of the human race. Everything else is just walls we ourselves have created to distance ourselves further. And hasn't enough blood been spilled because of them? The lesson I learned from King Leopold II is not to let money be my driving force. It can and does so often lead people to do things like the murder of millions. And for what? A nice building or a tarnished legacy? No, thank you. My name is Joshua Waters, and if all I am remembered for is that I simply existed, that will be enough for me. Have a happy new year, everyone, and whatever your resolutions are, try to make one to help create a less rotten future. Again, I apologize for my voice in this episode. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a hot toddy and some eucalyptus salve that is calling my name. I appreciate and thank each and every one of you for supporting Rotten to the Core. Until next week, be happy, find peace, and don't hurt anyone. If you enjoy Rotten to the Core, please follow me on Instagram or join me on Patreon. Both of those are at It's Rotten to the Core. I also have a TikTok now at Rotten in History. You can also listen to me on my other podcast, Mystery Inc., that I do with my older brother, Shane. And we have a Facebook group called Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole, where we interact and have a plethora of extra fun, foul, mysterious, rotten, and historical things a-brewing. Join us there and have a great new year, everyone. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.